In this week's parsha is Parshas Pinchos. And we also know Shabbos Mevarchim. Please God, Rosh Chodesh Av is the end of next week, Mirat Hashem. And as we know, we find ourselves already almost a week into the 3 weeks. And I'd like to focus on a very, very interesting idea that we can learn from this week's parsha, from Parshas Pinchos, that I think is very relevant for our summer experience and bichlal for our lives. Mirat Hashem. The beginning of Parshas Pinchos, as we know, is the end of Parshas Balak. Last week, at the end of the parsha, so we know Bilam gave a very, very bad advice. That the only way to get Bnei Yisrael is to get them into arayos, to get them to sin in adultery. Their God hates adultery, and therefore if you get them to sin in Gilui Arayos, that's how you can get them punished. And so as we know, at the end of last week's parasha, unfortunately the Torah describes a lot of inappropriate behavior that was taking place amongst Bnei Yisrael. And it ended, last week's parasha ended with a terrible, terrible sin took place between Cusbi and Zimri, and Pinchas sees this, and as we know, he steps up to the plate with a sword, and he stabs Cusbi and Zimri together in the act of Arayos, and the Magifa, the plague that befell Klal Yisrael was came to a halt after Pinchas did that. If we take a step back and think about that act that Pinchas did, it's remarkable. Think about this for a second. Pinchas is there with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Who's there? Moshe Rabbeinu is there. Who's there? Aaron HaKohen is there. Who's there? All of the Kanim are there. And everyone's in a state of just behala, confusion. What do we do? All of a sudden, this youngin, if you will, this young fellow, Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKohen, Aaron's grandson, obviously much younger than Moshe, Aaron, and the Zakanim, who are all present, and he gets up and he acts. Pretty amazing. Doesn't even ask Moshe Rabbeinu, or actually ask. So Moshe says, yeah, you're right, go ahead. And he just, in front of everybody, does a very, very brazen act, Leman Hashem, and kills Cusbi and Zimri. But wait, there's more. Who are these people? Anasi, which Shevet?
Shimon,
correct. Nasi. He goes and kills a Nasi in Klal Yisrael, one of the most respected people in Klal Yisrael. And not only that, he's given a major bracha. Hashem says, and he knows Hilachas Brisi Shalom, you're going to have a great bracha of Shalom. Pretty remarkable. By way of introduction, if I were to ask you, Rabbi Osai, who should be the next leader of Klal Yisrael? Who has shown, in this week's parasha, such incredible leadership qualities? What would you say?
Pinchas.
He's my man. He was able to stand up and not be worried, even though it's in front of the greatest people, and it's one of the greatest people in Jewish people that he's standing up to. Wow, what a leader! And so when Moshe decides that it's time for him to pass on the baton to the next leader of Klal Yisrael, the most natural selection should have been and would have been Pinchas. But yet in this week's parasha, a little bit later in the parasha, Moshe says to Hashem, right after the story of Bnei Slavchad, when they come and they want a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi explains that the connection is, as soon as Moshe sees that they came and asked what they wanted, and they were granted their request, Moshe says, okay, I also want to grant my request. Moshe, Chazal said, was hoping that his own children, or one of the sons, would take over as the next leader of Klal Yisrael. He says in Parashas Pinchas, Hashem says, Moshe says to Hashem, Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem l'amor. Moshe speaks to God and says, Yifkor Hashem Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar Yishal Ha'eda. We need a new leader in Klal Yisrael. Asher Yitzei Lifneihem, will walk out in front of them. Asher Yavo Lifneihem, will take care of their needs. Hashem says to Moshe, I got it. You're right. We need a new leader to lead Klal Yisrael afterwards. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Kach Lecha Es Pinchas, right? No, it doesn't say that. Kach Lecha Es Yoshua Bin Nun. Ish Asher Ruach Bo. V'samachta esedcha alashav. Alav. Yeah, your man is Yeshua. Yeshua? Pinchas! He's our man! Look at Pinchas did!
Such a leader, no? So awesome, Pinchas.
And Yeshua? How does Yeshua get the nod over Pinchas in this situation? I didn't have a chance to look around too much. I saw this question not too long ago. I saw one answer in a very nice sefer called Ilah Advarim. I'm not going to share that answer right now. A very nice answer. If you want to look in that sefer and see his answer, or maybe I'll share it with you a different time or another time. But I'd like to suggest a thought which came to my head to answer this question. I'm sure if you think about it, you might have your own thoughts to answer this question. Perhaps the explanation is as follows. Perhaps the reason is because true greatness and the true measure of a leader is not measured by one time major public acts. I'm not taking anything from Pinchas. Pinchas was great. And he got credit for his act. And he deserved every bit of credit that he got. It was an amazing act. But that's not what determines and defines what a leader is supposed to be. A leader is a person who, day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, is focused on his mission, is zoned in. He's ready to go no matter what the charge is. He's available. He's on call. He's watching closely every move of his Rebbe. Chazal say, the Torah says that Yehoshua ben Nun Nar, Yehoshua ben Nun was a Nar, lo yomish mitocha'ol, didn't leave the tent. He never left Moshe ben Nun's side. Picture this. Moshe ben Nun goes up to Hashem for 40 days. Bnei Yisrael miscalculated, as we know, what happens in the Chayta. And where's Yehoshua?
He's next to the mountain.
He's next to the mountain. And all of a sudden, Moshe comes down from the mountain, and Moshe says, I hear a noise. And Yehoshua has no idea what the noise is. You know why? He wasn't there. He's waiting by the mountain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because the second he comes down, he doesn't want to wait. My master spent time with the Ribbono Shel Olam for 40 days. I don't want to miss a beat. I'm missing a beat, no way. So Yeshua's waiting for Moshe to come down. Because he realizes every word that I get from Rebbe is a pearl. Every day, every second is precious. Chazal say Yehoshua had a different job. What was his job?
He was the guy in the
base medrash. He didn't leave the base medrash. Chazal say he was Mesadar Safsalin. He used to make sure the benches were straight in the base medrash. So people would come into the base medrash and have a place to sit. You know, I'll give you a nice shout out. In this base medrash, and then Sfakola and all Bate Medrash. This is a bit of a problem we have in general in Bate Medrash. People take Svar and then put it back. Then you're going to look for a Gemara Brachos, you can't find one. You're going to look for a Ritva, you can't find it. You're going to look for a Chumash, it's not there. Yehoshua made sure that it was there. That was his job. Anyone asked him to do it? No. But he did it because he understood that something has to be taken care of. The person that was in tune constantly to the needs of others. My Rebbe Rav Twersky Shlita once said, I'm sure he said it many times, I once heard it from him. I'm not sure who he was quoting, I think it was a Hasidic Rebbe he was quoting. We say in davening, in the bracha, after Shema at night, we say, Osos umofsim ba'admas b'necham. Which really, literally means, Osos, signs, umofsim, and wonders, ba'admas b'necham. That goes to the people of Cham. We, as a people, we don't get so excited about a wonder here. I'm not saying miracles aren't important. But that's not the mark of something which is wow by us. When it comes to the mark of a great Jew, it's the way he performs on a constant basis. It's the way he carries himself constantly. It's the way he walks in Mei Sharm when he walks in Mei Sharm. It's the way he walks on Ben Yehuda, if and when he walks on Ben Yehuda. It's the way he talks in the Chadar Ochel when he's having lunch with his friends. And what he talks about, he's standing in line and needs a plate. And instead of just grabbing quick so he can get the first plate, he gives a plate to the friend behind him. So that his friend gets a plate. It's the way he carries himself constantly That's a mark of a great person. So I want to close with one final vart, a beautiful vart. In this week's parasha, we also have the famous pasuk from the Korban Talmid. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael matalahem. That's called Anilach Mili Yishai. Everyone knows that pasuk, right? There's a famous medrash. The medrash asks, it's quoted in the Hagdama of Ein Yaakov and in his parish. To I believe it's Sechas Brachos. Ein Yaakov asked the famous question: what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? What does everyone say? Yeah, I don't know. I know that Shema Yisrael. That's a good shot. Maybe Be'atel Kamocha. That's good of a key to that one. So the Gemara there says the medrash quotes either Ben Zomer Ben Azai, who says the pasuk is Esakeves Echad Taasev Aboker VeEsakeves Hashini Taasev Ben Harbay. Most important pasuk. Honestly, Eli, right? Honestly, would you ever in a million have picked that pasuk? Honestly, no way. No one would have. What does it mean? The most important pasuk in the Torah is Esakeves Echad Taasev Aboker VeEsakeves Hashini Taasev Ben Harbay. So many explain, fellas, that this is the idea. The idea is consistency. The idea is morning in, morning out. Afternoon in, afternoon out. Getting into a routine, getting into a rhythm, getting into a flow in Yiddishkeit where it's not sporadic. It's not something which, yeah, if I'm feeling up to it, I'll do. No, it's part of your rhythm. It's part of your grind. It's part of who you are and how you live and how you carry yourself to go ahead and live in a way that is a consistent, constant as an Eved Hashem. And that's why Yoshua was picked. He could have been Pinchas, he was great. But greatness isn't necessarily defined by the one-timers. Greatness is defined by the consistent, day-in, day-out grinders. Those guys that come to Shachar's Kolel every single day. Of course, don't miss a day. Even if you're up late one night, even if you get back, even if you have darja and you have to be up, you know, 4 a.m. to the, yeah, okay. So what? Mincha, 1:30, easy. Maariv, whatever the case may be, day in, day out. I just close with this, Abosai. It starts with small things. Don't be makabel upon yourself. Don't accept myself. I'm never going to miss a minute again in my life. Don't do that. Start slowly. Build up. Build yourself up. I started recently running, jogging on Friday afternoons. Why? Because you can see why. I needed a little jogging. So I hadn't jogged in a very long time. So I went to I found a nice quiet little zone to jog in. And I went jogging. And like after like 2 minutes, I was like, I needed like a ventilator. I needed oxygen. I was like, this is not going. I'm not going to make it. And I made it my distance the first time. And then the second time got a little easier. And the third time was even much easier. And the fourth time, it was like a... I wish I could say it was like a walk in the park. It wasn't, but it was definitely much easier. Because you build up stamina. Slowly but surely, you build your way up. This is the bracha that I want to give each and every one of us. That we should be zochah to start building up our stamina. If we started already, we should continue to build up our stamina. I mean, our stamina should carry us to a routine of Esakeves Echad Taasev Aboker, Esakeves Hashini Taasev Ben Harbay. We should be zochah, each one of us, to recognize our strengths, to recognize our abilities, and to utilize them in the most beautiful, living way possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos, fellas.